We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugyas of Muksa. So we started learning yesterday that in the Mishnah it says you like to take a hammer and crack a nut on Shabbos, and the shaila is what type of hammer are you using? Rav Yehuda said it was dafka a hammer that was miyuchid for cracking nuts, and that only that you can use. But you cannot use a regular hammer that's used to knock in nails. You can't use that to crack a nut, because Rav Yehuda holds kli shem lachta le'iser, a kli that's usually made for something to do on Shabbos, like building. You're not allowed to use that even on Tzarech Gufa, even to use that to crack a nut, something that's mutter. You're not allowed to use it for that. That's Rav Yehuda holds. Rabbah argues, and Rabbah holds, no, that the Mishnah says that you're allowed to use a hammer. You're even allowed to use a hammer that's used for nails. You're allowed to use for a nut, because he holds kli shem lachta le'iser is a mutter Tzarech Gufa. And the Gemara is asking different questions on that shita. Zok the Gemara. So we're starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the end of the fifth line from the top of Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that's who we're up to. Eisvei, we learned in the Mishnah in Beya. The Mishnah in Beya says, Beishami oimrim ein noit lemesa eli lekatzav lavasa. Eli is a type of, maybe in English it's called a pestle. It's a type of board that they use to crush different type of wheat or pieces of wood or to make tan skins, to make hides. It's something that's really klish malach le'isser, eli. And Beishami says, you can't use that Eli on Yom Tif to cut basar on it, use it as a cutting board. Why? Because it's muksa. Well, Beisil Ratir and Beisil holds Yom Tif as mutav, because of Simchas Yom Tif, they allowed you to use this on Yom Tif. Vishav, both agree, Shem Katzal of basar, once you cut the basar of Simchas Yom Tif, Shasal Tatla, you can't metatle it. So what's the cash? It's avoiding this Mishnah and Beya, that if you want to cut meat on the Eli, without, not for Simchas Yom Tif, it would be asar, even though it's Tzarech Gufay. So you see, a kli shem lachta le'iser is also a tzarech gufay, and it's a kasha on Rabbah. Zok the Gemara, Gemara answers, a shav l'shnu yilei, maybe it could answer, like we said before, Rav Nechemya. First he wanted to answer like Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says, like we learned before, that Rav Nechemya's shita is that even a kli shem lachta le'heter, even a keli that's used for heter, like a fork, you only use it what the fork is usually used for. You can't use it for something else. That's what Rav Nechemya holds. He's a very chomedic shita regarding muksa. The gabi xeris kalim, we'll see. The gabi using his kalim. You have to use a kali for its use and nothing else. So according to Rav Nechemya, it's pashut that kli shalach le'iser is also. So maybe this mishnah is going according to Rav Nechemya. So shalach shnuri like Rav Nechemya. But kibin the shom le'lohod of Rav Nechemya and Rav Shlamya. Mishmei the Rav, once he heard Rav Chinna's memra, Mishmei the Rav, that I call maidim, everyone is maida, Besichi, Zairi, Mizuri. Everyone's more of these type of kalim that you can't use at Tzarech Gufay. What are these type of kalim? Keeping the kapra layu, miyachlo makam. These things you're makbid on. Rashi has two pshat on what Sichi, Zairi, Mizuri is. Either it means kalim that the dyers use, or it's part of the loom. In any case, these things are muksa, lakuli alma, even to use at Tzarech Gufay. Why? Because you're makbid on it. This is an example of muksa, makhsa, sarin, kiss. A muksmach sarin kisses means certain thing that's miyuchet for one thing and you wouldn't use it for anything else in the weekday either because it's so expensive you wouldn't use it for anything else. Or not dafka if it's expensive. If it just any other use would ruin it and you makbid on it, that's called a muksmach sarin kiss. So just like we find by Sichi Zer Mezari, everyone's makbid, everyone agrees since you're makbid on it, you can't use it even Sarah Gufay. Hachinami, he also about an Eli, miyuchid lo makam, yimiyachid lo makam. This is an expensive cutting board. You only use it to cut the things that are also do on Shabbos. For example, to chop the wheat on it or to chop the wood on it. You only use it for that, nothing else, even in the week. Then, therefore, you cannot cut meat on it because the muksamach sarin kiss. So the answer is that really, we can hold like Rabbah that klishmach is as mutasar gufay. Here it's worse. Here, it's worse than klish machla iser. Here, it's muksa machla sarin kiss. And Rashi's master, once he answered this, he could also answer the first case of maducha, which was like a grinder, that there also, you could say the same thing. There, the Gemara said, why can I move it to sit on it? So Gemara said, well, must we have Nechemya? You could say also, there's the vart is because of muksa machla sarin kiss. That's what Rashi learns. Itmar, more about the same thing, how to learn the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you're allowed to take a cornice, you're allowed to take a hammer to crack nuts. So Itmar, Rav Chiya Abba Yochanan, cornice shall zahavim sheninum. Our Mishnah allowed even a goldsmith's hammer that they used to smooth out the gold, to flatten out gold. Such a hammer, you're allowed to use to crack nuts. That's what our Mishnah is teaching us. Cornice shall zahavim sheninum. Rav Shem Ba'aba Amar, even though it's a klish machtel iser, still it's mutter. Rav Shem Ba'aba Amar, kurish over some, even a hammer that you use to smash spices, also you can use that hammer to crack a nut on Shabbos. Shalino. Again, also klish machtel iser. Now, mandam of the besom, you're allowed to use besom, koshkin and zom, I'm sure you're allowed to use a goldsmith hammer. Mandam of shazahavim, aval the besomim, but besomim copper lyle. Maybe by besomim, this mandam would hold that no, that you're more makbar on it. Bishlam akunash shazahavim, even though maybe a little makbar on it, but since anyway, you have to bang it once in a while to keep it straight, so you don't care to bang a knot with it. Mashaykin the besomim, Rashi says, there's a chshash that might get dirty, and you don't want it to get dirty from a knot, because you use it for besomim. Therefore, you won't makbar on it, and this one mandam would hold that that's called muksa makhnas sarankis. Adkan, the machlokes that I learned on Mishnah, if it's talking about klish machtel iser or klish machtel heter, we had a few amoraim. We learned that even klish machtel iser is mutter if it's a tzarech gufay. Zokta Gemara Vayit explained the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said that you like to take a kush or a karkar to stick it in like a skewer to stick it into a berry to eat with it. So Tana Rabbanan, we're going to go into a sugya of tultum and atzad. Tana Rabbanan, paga is a fig that's not completely ripe, and they used to like wrap it in straw, and that somehow made it ripen. So paga and the straw is muksa, like Rashi says, because the straw is set aside for tit, for cement, for building purposes. So baga shetamna b'tevin. You have here a faga, a fig, shetamna b'tevin, that you smother it with tevin, v'charara, or a cookie, shetamna b'cholim, that you smother it with coals. Again, the coals are muksa. Now, how do you get your cookie out? You want to get your fig out. What do you do? So, Zok the Bryce, in Megula Miksasa, if the top of the fig or the top of the cookie is open, is exposed, you just pull it, and then you're not being metal to anything. All the tevin just falls off the side by itself, and the chum just falls off by itself. There's no tilt whatsoever. Mutal taltla. Mlav, but if it's completely smothered over or covered over, mlav also taltla, because you can't move the muksa to get it, so it's, you can't be tautled. Rav Elazar ben Tadoya Imar, Toichvim mekush avikarkar, vehein menaris ma'aleim. You stick this skewer into it, and that's how you get reached your fig or your cookie, and you pick it up and you take it out. Lachayr, when you're picking it up, the tevin comes up a little bit and falls off, or the cholim gets picked up a little bit and falls off, so you be metaltal the tevin and the cholim, so it's a problem of muksa. So Tara says, "Well, Lezman Day holds that tiltum and atzad loy shmei tiltul." He holds that if you do tiltum and atzad, it's not called tiltul. So that's what Machlekes Tanakama holds, that the only way to do it is if it's exposed. When it's exposed, you're pulling it out. You're not being a taltal at all. The tevin, you're not picking up a tevin at all. It's just falling to the wayside. Mashenkin here, where it's completely covered, when I pick it up, the stuff on top gets picked up a little bit, and then it falls off. So I it's tiltul. Tiltum and atzad is mutter according to Lezman Day. Now, and just have to speak out, l'chaira, what happened to the Isser of Basis? L'chaira, the fig was a Basis to the Muksa. So it should be also outside Basis. That's Tysus' question. And Tysus answers that if you put something on, this Tysus sheet a few times in the Masechta, that if you put something on, a Manasseh, take it off on Shabbos, it's not called a Basis. That's like Shachat. It's like if you forget something, a Muksa on something else, it doesn't become a Basis. Also, if you put it there, Amnas Litla, it's not called a basis. That's one pshat. The other Rishonim say different tarots, that here, the Tevin is servicing the fig, and the Gecholim is servicing the Chararo, so it can't be called a base for something that's servicing it. And therefore, it's not a basis. That's how some Rishonim learn. You have to have shtims with other things. That's the two truths to answer the problem of basis. But back to our Gemara, what's the Negei Os, is that Machlokes Tanakama, Melaz Bet Adoy, if Tiltum Atzach may tilt or not. Break the Gemara, Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Halacha Kerv Melaz Bet Adoy. Rav Nachman said, Paschal Melaz Bet Adoy, Lememra. So what does that mean? The sub Rav Nachman, Tiltum Atzach may tilt. You see from here, the court of Rav Nachman, Tiltum Atzach is not called tilt, because he allows he passing the lesson of the day allows you to take out this thing with a skewer, even though you are picking up some tevin. Because you hold tiltum atzad shmei tiltul. Break the Gemara Kasha, Vam Rav Nachman. I'm showing you from different Rav Nachman that sounds like tiltum atzad shmei tiltul. Because Vam Rav Nachman, hai puglo, you have a radish, that the radish is wider on top and skinnier on the bottom. So he says, if it's melmal lamata, if the wide part, when you stick it in the ground, if the wide part was higher and the skinny part was lower, so then it's shari. You gotta take it out. Why? Because when I take it out, I'm not picking up any sand. Since it's wider on top and thinner on the bottom, so the sand just falls off automatically. There's no picking up involved. But mamata lamaila, but if it's stuck into the ground, the bottom is deeper in the ground and the skinny parts are higher. So when I pull it up, I am picking up sand with the fat top. I'm picking up sand. So that's mata lamaila is also. They're picking up dirt, that's also because muksa. Tiltum on sides. You see, Klar of Nachmanol's tiltum on sides also. Heck, you say Paschal's lezer doy, tiltum on sides mutter. Here you see tiltum on sides also. And for the Gemara, hold the bear of Nachman here. Nachman's choice from the second memra. And taka Paschal's lezer doy, tiltum on sides is loish made tiltum. And having his choice from this, Tais speaks out because from a Gemara later on, it's mashma that he was choice from the second thing. And he holds that tiltum on sides, loish made tiltum. So the Gemara writes, it said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to use a needle that was used for a sewing needle. You're allowed to use it to take out a kites on Shabbos, take out a splinter on Shabbos. And by the way, that's why you're passing Lach L'maisa. As long as it's not a psik reisha, the blood to come out, if someone has a splinter on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a needle and take out a splinter on Shabbos if it's causing you tzar. Now, here the Shalom was a Gabi Muksa we're handling here. And it says you're allowed to use a needle, which is really a klish machtel iser. It's really a Muksa thing because you use it for sewing. You're allowed to use it to take out a splinter on Shabbos. Shalach Rav Avrei, the Rav of Yosef, Yemal Deinu Rabbeinu, what about Machash, a needle Charara, or Uksa Mahu? A needle that the Charara was taken off, which means that's the hole on top, the needle hole was taken off, or the point was taken off Mahu. On one hand, you could say it's still Roy to use for a splinter, so it's not Muksa. On the other hand, it's not usable for sewing anymore, so maybe it's Muksa now. Maybe it's called a broken Keli, which is Muksa. That's the question. Amalei, so he answers, Tanisua, we learned in the Mishnah, machat shal yalit boyas a koitz, that you let him a taltal a machat, a needle to take out the splinter. For a splinter, who cares if it has a needle hole or not? It doesn't need a needle hole for a splinter. So he's saying that it has a use to take out the splinter, so what are you telling me it's a shayla muksa? It's not a shayla muksa. It has something to do, and therefore, he answered that it's not muksa. Eisvei, man, it's a kash from a Mishnah and Kalim. It says Mishnah and Kalim, machash nidl chararo uksa tahayra. A needle that the needle hole was removed or the point was removed, the halach is that it's tahayra. The halach is that it's not tame, because it's a broken keli. So what are you telling me that it's you could use it on Shabbos because it's a keli? It's not a keli and it should be muksa. On my baya, tumah, Shabbos karamis, you're asking about tumah to Shabbos? Tumah kli maisavinan. By tuma, you need a klimaisa, means it has to. Its job still has to be kayim to sew. Linyan Shabbos, midi dechazer binin. You need something that works. As long as it works, it's good enough. That's a bayis shita. He's saying that tuma needs to be mamish what it used to be, and but Shabbos, as long as it works, it's a keli. And this also is chazi to take out a splinter. No, I'm a Rava, I argue with that. Man, the Kamois of Shabbat Kamois, we're asking good kasha from Tumah. He knows that if Tumah's not a mana, Shabbat's not a mana, and therefore Rava was saying that if the Rava holds that if you have a needle, that needle hole was removed or the point got ruined, the loch is, it's not mutter to use on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not a keli. Since it got a Tumah's not a keli, it got a Shabbat's not a keli, and it will be muksa. Meisveit, we have a kasha on Rava here. It says in a Tesefta, Machat, Bein Nekuva, Bein Shein Nekuva, Mutta Taltava Shabbos. You have a needle, if it has a needle hole, no needle hole, either way, Mutta Lotaltava Shabbos. Lavin Taltava Shabbos. Le Omru Nekuva, Elin Tumavat. We only said that needs a hole, a needle hole only got a tumma. It sounds like a first of Brisa, not like Rava, because it says clearly over here that the Gavi Shabbos doesn't need a needle hole. By tumma needs a needle hole, but not the Gavi Shabbos. So after my tergumah abaya leave the rabbah, but go me asking on. Abaya says that this brisa that says that's usher is going by gumi. Gumi are kalim that are not finished yet. So if it's not a finished keli yet, so then it's better. Because zimin the mimlech alayo mashal emana. Sometimes you'll leave it the way it is and make it an emana. Al hecha the nitl charara uksa. But if you have an existing needle that got ruined, adam zark lebein good toys. So Rav is Abaya's answer for Rav like this. That Avada, Tumah, and Shabbos are parallel. So it means if you have a Keli that got broken enough that's not Tumah anymore, for Shabbos also, it will be Muksa. However, if it was not yet finished Keli yet, so there's a difference. The Gabi Shabbos, as long as it has a use and it's possible to become a Keli, then it won't be Muksa. And even Ligabe Tuma, it wasn't finished yet, so it's not Tame. But that's because it wasn't finished, not because of the Chasaron and the Keli. Masha'enkin, if something is a Keli already and got broken, since the minig is you throw it in the garbage, that alone will make a muksa, and therefore you won't be able to use it. So if it's an existing needle that broke, you can't use it. But if it's not a needle yet, then the halacha is you will be able to use it for Shabbos. Look at the Gemara Vayta, Suve Yenuka. There used to be a custom in those days. When a baby was born, they pulled out and smoothed out the different limbs of the baby because it was a little crushed when it came out. They used to smooth it out. So Rav Nachman was now doing it on Shabbos. Nachman Osir. Why? Rashi says because it's like masaking. We know it's a binyan by people. So he says here it's like daimit to binyan, daimit to masaking. Rav Sheshes Sharif. He says you let us straighten out the baby when they're born. I'm Rav Nachman Amiyala. I'll bring a riot to myself that ticking my person is Osir. How do I know that? The talent we learned in the Mishnah. Ein oisim appetizin b'Shabbos. You can't do appetizin. That's what that means. That means you drink a certain drink in order to throw up. And you want to clear out your stomach to eat more. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And Rav Nachman learned the reason is why. Because tikkun mana, you're fixing your body, tikkun gavra. You're fixing yourself enough that you eat more. So it's a raya that tikkun gavra is also. So tomorrow Rav Sheshes says, no, hasav lav orche. By appetizin is also because it's not orche. Hacha orche, but here by suvi nuka it's orche, and therefore it's mutter. Omrav, and Rashi says like hacha orche. Here it's like you're feeding him and giving him to drink. It's not called tikkamana. There it's not normal. Therefore, maybe there'll be asa, but here it'll be mutter. Omrav says it's not mula. I don't know my shita that there's no problem with tikkun gavra. The tanaim lutan al mishnah makat shayal ita bayas the koyt. You let her take a needle and take out a splint on Shabbos. Ah, you're fixing the person. Teretz must no tikkamana on a person. So Rav Nachman says, no, it's not a raya. Hasan pocket. There, the koitz is not really in the person. It's just like surrounded in the skin. It's mufka va'imah there. So it's not really part of the body. It's not really a tikkun. I'm just taking something out. They take something out of your pocket. That's what it is. Hachalei pocket. But here, by the suvi nuka, it's part and parcel of the person. It's part of the person. You're fixing him up. That's called a tikkamana. That's called a tikkamana. So therefore, it's not a raya from Akhachiyah. But comes out, Rav Sheshes holds no such thing as tikkun gavra by a person. So why is appetizing the asataka? So you have to say it for Rav Sheshes. I didn't see this anyway. You have to say it for Rav Sheshes also because of refuah. It's a refuah on Shabbos. That's why that's asr. And Rav Nachman holds that it is a tikkun gavra. By koitz, it's not called tikkun gavra because it's only mifka pocket. It's like it's in his pocket. It's not really part of him.